from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Is what you can say about getting the opportunity with the Heat?
It's
a blessing, obviously, you know, to have a chance to come up here and play against great competition, you know, get a chance to showcase your skills.
When you look at the opportunity from them, how did it all come about? You know, what was kind of the conversation with your agent and why Miami was the right choice?
They reached out really pretty early, probably like the last 2 months left over my season over in Turkey. They reached out to my agent. My agent said, you know, Miami's been interested in you for a while, so I think, you know, they have some space available, so I think it was a good look for you.
What can you say about your time in Turkey and what you were able to take away from that that can help your game right now?
I think, you know, I needed to take a year to go over there overseas and kind of pick up some things, you know, learn some different things, you know, style of play, you know, get stronger, understand, you know, different aspects of the game. You know, they play it, the style of play over there is way different. So, you know, being able to go over there and get a pro year under my belt was helpful.
When you see the difference there and then coming back here, what do you have to do adjustment-wise, and how does it help you to play a different game and then come back and play this game?
You know, the space of the game is different. You know, they shrink the court a lot here. And also, you know, 3 seconds paint. 3 seconds in the paint, you got to be able to do offensively and defensively, be aware of that at all times. And it really affects defense and offensive side.
When you look at Miami so far and the time that you've had here to get out there and finally get your footing here with the team, just what you can say about day three and what you took away from it?
It's been good, man. You know, finally got a chance to get the jitters out now, get a chance to run up and down the court. You know, obviously, I've just been patient. You know, I know my time has come. We got a good amount of big guys, so I think it was good for me to get out there today.
What are you learning from some of these guys? And I'm going to have to shout out two of them, Akara White from FSU and Leonard Parentes from Virginia. I mean, a lot of ACC guys that you're not used to playing with.
For sure. No, it's been good, man. I think Akara's been a great vet for us. He's been a great voice, especially for me and, you know, all the other bigs. But, you know, kind of just seeing, you know, the culture of Miami basketball, you know, where they come from, the grit and the grind that they come from and what they try to use in their team.
What can you say about London?
London's been good, man. I think he's averaging, what, like 7 assists a game so far. He's been playing great, and I think he's been a great voice. You know, being able to play with a guard that's been in the ACC and, you know, has championships on his belt has been a blessing.
Play for Notre Dame, you have an opportunity to go to an ACC championship game. You go to the NCAA tournament, and now you're fighting for a job here. Just what you can say about from chapter to chapter.
It's been great, man. It's been a long ride. You know, I still got a long way in my pro career, and I'm just looking to get it started and get things rolling.
What would Mike Bray say to you if he was standing here right now?
Oh, man, got to get him the glasses.
All right, man. Always good seeing you.
For sure.